Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. At Augusta, he's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Well, we got all of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd going wild for this young Cinderella who's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect, don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. He got all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8-iron. This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
Tears in his eyes, I guess. When I get to be king, the citizenship test will require you to know that entire passage by heart. And if you don't, I don't think you get to vote. Seems harsh, but also seems fair.
It's no penalty. People don't vote anyway.
It's in a hole. I've said before that that's a guy thing, and then I hear from ladies that love that scene and can do it, but mostly it's a guy thing. That's a guy thing. I don't know what the movie... It seems to me like men quote movies, my sons quote movies, my buddies and I quote movies, especially stupid movies. I don't know that that's a button women have. A lot of buttons women have that I don't know about, but I'm just telling you, I don't see ladies doing it like guys do.
We're just not interested.
It's so much fun, and it's a kind of stupid brag, you know? It's like, oh, I know that scene, and then you do it, and then it's so awesome because now you own the moment. You're the guy. And women don't seem to have that desire to show off that they know the line, especially if it's from a stupid movie.
I don't get it, and I don't really laugh when guys do it either.
Oh, my gosh. It's in a hole. If a stranger came up to me and just goes, it's in a hole, that would make my day. I would go, it's in a hole. Here to Augusta. Even if you don't know it, you just start throwing those out.
Cinderella story.
Cinderella story. He got all of that when barked like a dog, Mrs. Johnson. I know all of these little lines. But the really good guys can do whole passages. And that will be part of the citizenship test. I say all of that to say this. So here in Illinois, by the way, good morning. It's 10:12. This is WGN Radio. The idea is, okay, maybe May 1st, we're going to open up the golf courses. And once again, it depends on what that means, right? We just talked to a social behavioral modeler from Argonne, and he was talking about, here's what happens if we come out the 1st of May. If we do, it's going to be worse than it's been. 1st of May, worse than it's been. 1st of June, maybe not so bad, but the 1st of June model says you're still wearing masks and you're 6 foot apart. So I don't know what coming out even means then. And then July and so forth. We talked to Pat the other day, and he is, as I understand it, an avid golfer. When I get to be king someday, Pat, you're going to be in charge of the golf courses. Is that okay?
I look forward to that, John. Good to talk to you again.
But you're a duffer, right?
I'm an avid golfer. I didn't say I was a good golfer.
What do you shoot?
It depends.
That's a simple question, Pat.
Anywhere from 88 to 108. I know my brothers are listening now, so they'd like to chime in, I'm sure.
Well, but you were just telling me off the air the other day that this idea of opening up the golf courses comes with some caveats. And you've looked into it because you're more anxious to hit them than I am. So tell me what you know.
Well, some of the caveats are. Normally, most golf courses operate off maybe 8 to 10 minute tee times.
Sure.
And this now we're going to go with 15 minute intervals.
I tee off at 7, and then the next group goes off at 7:15.
But only as a twosome. we're only allowing twosomes. So in 3 hours, which is about less, it shouldn't take more than 3 hours to play, we'll have 24 golfers scattered around 100 acres. Whereas I think the average Walmart's about 60,000 square feet, and we'll put 100 or plus workers and people in there.
Yeah, that seems to be a little too cautious. And can I be in a cart? Can I drive in a cart?
You cannot drive in a cart unless you have physical limitations. Once again, using the Walmart example, we reuse shopping carts probably 10 to 15 times a day. But we're not going to allow, you know, golf courses. And our surrounding states are all allowing it. I mean, Iowa, Indiana, they have foursomes, they have carts. Wisconsin does. I just hope that our administration doesn't feel that we're not as competent as those states to be able to socially distance.
Well, the thing to listen, I've said this a lot. I'm going to keep saying it until somebody tells me this isn't so clever. It's not what's essential. It's what's safe. Safe is the operative word here. Essential is a way to get to safe, but let's focus on safe. So golfing isn't essential unless, I don't know, that's how you make your living. And there aren't that many people that make a living at golf compared to other things. But if we can do it safe, let's let people golf. Who cares? So how do we make golfing safe? And I think that's more than is necessary. I'd let foursomes golf. Mostly you go off as, you know, your ball went there, my ball went over there. The only time you generally meet is on the green, you know, and in the tee box.
And
we can socially distance there, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. I mean, John, I'm a 62-year-old, mildly overweight guy who certainly doesn't want to get this virus and respects it and the seriousness of it and all the people who are fighting it. I don't want to put any more strain on the healthcare industry, but we can certainly manage this. It's kind of a step in the right direction of the government trusting us to start doing, and golf might be as socially distanced a sport as there is, other than maybe skydiving.
By the way, I got a joke about skydiving. You want to hear it?
Sure.
You don't need a parachute to skydive. You only need a parachute to skydive twice. That's my skydiving joke. So, yeah, you guys could be like the Petri dish for the social distancing. Like, let's see how the golfers do. Let's let foursomes go off every 5 minutes or 8 minutes, whatever the normal routine is.
Even 10 minutes would be great. We'd triple the number of golfers that we get out on the golf course.
And I say let's let them drive golf carts. I don't know. Is it one per cart then or two?
One per cart would be fine, and if people want, they could put two bags on and just one guy can drive.
Yeah.
I personally like to walk when I play anyway. So
you know, that's the way it is a lot of times anyway. You take the cart over there, and I'll just grab my clubs out of the back, and it's not that often we're both in the cart anyway. What about this? In Illinois, when they open up the courses in a few days, can I have a pull cart?
As long as it's your own. But good luck finding one online now.
But they won't have them to rent at the golf course?
Nope, they're not. The golf courses are not allowed to rent them. And the other thing is,
well, that's,
you know, they're not allowed to have any. We're not allowed to have any caddies yet. There's thousands of kids in Illinois who rely on the caddy program, and it would be easy to have kids carry the bag, set it down, step back, not touch the clubs. I mean, these kids, a lot of the college kids, this is their spending money.
Hey, guys, you shouldn't be touching the caddies anyway, okay?
They're clubs.
But, right, the kid has the club. Right, so maybe he's carrying your bag. This would be at the private clubs, but the kid's carrying your bag. I guess he's touching your stuff.
But you don't touch your bag the rest of the round. The kid brings it over, sets it down, you pull a club out, he goes back to social distancing. That might be down the road, but it could be done don't go a whole summer without these kids getting a chance
make
to
a little
do
money.
This.
Yeah. And I guess it's more dangerous to the kids than the golfers, right? The kid's got to touch a bunch of people's stuff for the day. The golfer only has to worry about the kid. But I'm surprised that if you can wipe down a grocery cart, you could wipe down a pull cart at a golf course and let somebody pull their clubs.
Boy, you would think so, John.
So they're going to let, you know what? Then they haven't opened the golf courses. So if you're going to say a twosome goes off every 15 minutes, they won't see anybody.
Oh, they'll be on the second hole before the next group gets up to the tee box.
Hey, think about it, because you're two guys. If you stay on the fairway, I mean, if you're, which, you know, I know there's all levels of golf out there, and I'm never on the fairway, but generally my ball is going in that direction. I could play a hole of golf in 10 minutes. If nobody's in front, if it's just me and you, shoot. Are you kidding me?
Well, right. You can play 18 holes. A twosome walk-in should play 18 holes in between 2.5 to 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be nice, though. I mean, you know, I just remind our administration that, you know, the demographics suggest that there's probably a lot of Republicans out there who are golfers who might remember this. I mean, you know, the only time Republicans vote Democratic in Illinois is after they pass away.
That's now, we've each had a little funny on the show today, haven't we? JB's not a golfer. Steve Bertrand, is JB Pritzker a golfer? Do we know?
I know he's a boater. I don't know that he's a golfer.
He looks like a golfer. You know, he's a guy with some money who's a little overweight and is over the age of 45. That's a golfer. Hello. All right. Well, okay, Pat, when I get to be king, you will be in charge of the golf courses.
I look forward to hearing from you, John. And thanks for giving us the opportunity for all the golfers in Illinois to voice our opinion on this. And hopefully people in Springfield are listening.
Well, really, that's why I put you on. I mean, I could have got an expert on this or somebody from the Illinois Golfers Association, but I'd like to hear from a golfer. That's you. And I think you're speaking some common sense here, man. I think you could put foursomes out. I think you could do it with greater frequency, and I think you could let them have pull carts. You know, for instance, you're not supposed to touch the flag, right?
Correct.
So when you putt, just grab your ball, and let's all not touch that common space. That makes sense.
There's actually a new rule where you don't need to remove the pin anymore.
Correct. And they're raising the cups up. They're elevating the cups so the ball will kind of just barely go into the hole.
Oh, no kidding. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Common sense stuff. Okay, thanks for the call, and thanks for the time. Keep me posted, Pat.
Good to talk to you guys. Thanks,
yeah,
John.
If you hit them sometime, let me know how it goes. Give me your honest number.